Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 192 for the week of December 6th, 2010. New to the used and surplus directory, Chrome Electroplating Facility, located 30 miles west of Orlando, Florida, is ready to occupy with 10,000 square feet and chemicals and equipment in place. Flexible lease terms and reasonable rent, and incentives available for business startup or relocation. To view this ad, please click on Job Shops for Sale in the Used and Surplus directory. Also available, IR Security Technologies, located in Colorado Springs, Colorado, has sealed containers of various Enthone, Atotech, Hubbard Hall, and Chemical Solvents Inc. chemicals available free for pickup or you pay the shipping cost. To view this ad, please click on Surplus Chemicals in the Used and Surplus directory. Here's the calendar of events through the end of December. On December 7th, the AESF Foundation will be conducting a web-based salt spray course. On December 7th and 8th, the Surface Finishing Academy will have an Introduction to Anodizing workshop in Las Vegas, Nevada. On December 8th, the Seattle Puget Sound branch of the NASF will have a dinner meeting at China Harbor in Seattle, Washington. On December 9th, the Grand Rapids branch of the AESF will hold a spouses' night in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Also on December 9th, the Orange County branch of the NASF will have a dinner meeting in Orange, California. On December 12th, the Metal Finishing Association of Northern California will have a fall outing at Point Candlestick State Reserve in San Francisco, California, with the San Francisco 49ers versus Seattle Seahawks tailgate party and game. On December 14th, the NASF will hold a webcast on U.S. EPA and Department of Defense update on chromium requirements and mist suppressants restrictions. And on December 18th, the New York branch of the AESF will have their 2010 holiday party at the Waterfront Crab House in Long Island City, New York. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.